I think it's most important that all good men come to the aid of the party. Dear Dad, this is a letter to bring you up to date, period, paragraph. I'm enclosing a article in today's paper by Joe Alsop reporting his visit to Pennsylvania. The article indicates that Lawrence is still giving out the same old spiel in regard to the Catholic question. Period. I had a long talk with Matt McCluskey the day before yesterday, and he feels that unless we can get a more positive commitment from Lawrence, which seems unlikely, that we should enter the primary there. I hope to visit Dave Lawrence in August and will then make some sort of a decision in regard to it. Period. Lawrence then, Joe Alsop then went up and took a poll with Lou Harris in Queens, which he had polled in 56. The results in our favor were fantastic, and in Alsop's opinion, unbelievable. Rockefeller and Nixon beat all the other Democrats closely. And we beat Nixon 43-7 and Rockefeller 50-9. That period, I hope Alsop prints it. He also had an interview with Alsop also had an interview with Rockefeller, who was going all out as a candidate. Paragraph, the situation in other areas is progressing quite well. The polls, the Gallup poll, which should be coming out next week, shows us beating the Republicans by a larger vote than any other Democrat. Period. Hubert Humphrey's campaign seems to have laid an egg, though he looks evidently determined to stay in there and has some money until the primaries have been held. Period. He's working particularly hard in Oregon and in Wisconsin. Period. I'm going to Oregon this weekend and to Nebraska next weekend, and then we'll try to take it easy. Period. It looks as if the Congress will stay in session until the end of this month, beginning of September, which will not give us much of a recess, as I am planning to begin to go on the road around the 16th of September. John Hines ran into Dick Daley out at the mayor's convention, and Daley was friendly, he stated, but he did say, "I'm not sure we want a prosecutor as president," which evidently is a throwback to the investigations in the Chicago area. Paragraph. You undoubtedly have heard about Bobby's fantastic success on the Jack Paar show. His request to his call to the public to write letters to the various members of Congress has produced the largest mail since the firing of MacArthur. We've gotten almost 250 letters from Massachusetts in the last 3 days asking me to stand with my brother Bob against the racketeers and hoodlums. It was a tremendous success, and I think has done a good deal as far as the public sector in developing support. Jackie is at Lausanne, Switzerland, with Lee, who is going to be having a baby in the not-too-distant future, but will be coming back in, around the 10th of August. Caroline is staying at Newport, Rhode Island, where she's having a great personal success. I was up there last weekend. I stay in touch with Gene Keogh, who's working hard on Billy Green. We've got Green to take a poll in Pennsylvania now, and maybe that will influence those boys. Otherwise, he's remaining non-committal, though Jim Clark's paper this week had a very favorable article about Symington. The Teamsters have a great influence on him, and there's no doubt that the racketeer vote is all going to be Stew's, particularly the Teamsters. Period. I hope all goes well there. I wish I could get over there. I will drop you a note after we get back from Oregon. Love, Jack. Dearest Jackie, I'm divide this letter into two parts, one typewritten and the other handwritten. The typewritten part to give you the news of my visit to Newport. Period. I went up there last Friday afternoon, and Caroline looked beautiful, Miss Shorts. She evidently felt rather strange first 3 or 4 days, but then has spread her charm out and seemed in great form when I saw her. Yusha, Y-U-S-H-A, had his two twins there who looked very Slavic and rather green. He drove them up in his open car, this great Irish nurse holding them both in the back seat of his Buick with a top down for 6 hours, which may have been responsible for their color. Period. Alice looks as Looks beautiful and as non-committal as ever. She walks 10 yards ahead of Usher on the beach, and I think we'll be walking increasingly far ahead of him as time goes on. She's planning to enter the actor's studio this fall, and I would think that this would produce numerous results. She spent the 3 days of the weekend in close conversation with Franz Boeb. Period. Both being artists, they had a good deal in common. Period. Everyone was up there for the golf weekend. Stanley Mortimer was heard to tell Sarah Russell that they had had a long discussion the night before and decided that Blenheim was an inn castle. In quote unquote. The Smiths were there. Leverett Shaw and his wife. Period. I went over and played with Denny Governor Roberts at Narragansett on Saturday and stayed only and went to the Ishams on Saturday evening. John Isham made several speeches after dinner of the kind that we heard at the wedding. Well, the group was very nice. Period. I was taken into the kitchen and introduced to all the help who were just over from Ireland and found them more attractive than the guests. I saw Chris Dumphy, who told me Mrs. Fraser's sister, Mrs. Ayers, does not think that I'm serious about politics and therefore cannot support me. On Sunday, I watched the golf tournament, which Bud Palmer and Freddie Cushing won. Bud Palmer and his wife are about to have a baby. Everyone was asking for you and asked me what I was doing in Newport. I stated I was up visiting my daughter. She was a great success on the beach and seemed to love the water. Ginny Ryan was there with her rather squinty-eyed children for a five-week period. The Shore is the loveliest figure actually on the beach and has a beautiful red-brown bathing suit that goes with her hair. She has let herself go, however, slightly around the middle. I flew back Monday with your mother, who was in an excellent humor. This is your mother who back with me on Monday, and she's in a great humor and spoke warmly of you and Lee. Period. I hope you and Lee do not get upset in the various stories that Grace and Michael report. They both have sour grapes, and their only retort is to indicate how pleasant their life is and how pleasant Stash and Lee's life. Stash and Lee's life. I'm sure that Lee, once she feels better, will find her life be very satisfactory in England. Those things only last. Period. It does show who the British can be, show how bloody the British can be, but that comes to surprise. Period. Pepper eyes. Now looks like a graph. Now looks like we will be here the first part of September, so the African trip is off. We're enclosing a letter from Sylvia, which I took the liberty of opening as it was about as I knew it about our prospective visit. It sounds wonderful there if we only could go, but I'm sure perhaps we can. If not this year, maybe in December. I shall. Period.